is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The election is exactly 1 week away, and former President Donald Trump's mega rally at Madison Square Garden Sunday is still top of mind. CBS's Jared Hill is in New York.
Wake up, everybody.
Monday night, hundreds packed an arena in Philadelphia as one of Vice President Kamala Harris's biggest surrogates made a case to voters.
Together, we have a chance to choose a new generation of leadership in this country.
Some left offended by comments and jokes made during former President Donald Trump's New York City rally, including a comedian calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
They're making fun of our people in our island. Puerto Rico is not a trash.
Former President Donald Trump in battleground Georgia made no mention while unleashing new attacks on Vice President Harris.
She's a hater. She was a lousy attorney general. She's a fascist.
Mr. Trump heads to Allentown, Pennsylvania today, a city with a large Puerto Rican population. Harris speaks at the Ellipse in Washington. Officials in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington, say ballot boxes in each state were set on fire. In Vancouver, hundreds were destroyed when a fire suppression system didn't work. Portland police spokesman Mike Benner says they found an incendiary device attached to the box.
Our explosive disposal unit came out to the scene to clear the device, and it has since been taken into our custody.
The department's released photos of a vehicle that may be connected to both incidents. It's been a deadly day in the northern Gaza Strip. The health ministry there says an Israeli strike has killed at least 60 people. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
Footage from the scene in Beit Lahia shows bodies wrapped in blankets alongside the rubble of the multi-story residential building. Rescuers say that locals and displaced people were killed, including many women and children.
Here in the U.S., at least 79 Pepsi employees in the Midwest have been dismissed without warning. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The company that makes Pepsi and bottles it at a facility in Chicago says the decision to close the plant was difficult, but the 60-year-old building has physical limitations. Daryl Smith has been a forklift operator at the warehouse for 29 years.
They came here and said, well, we're going to close the plant down. I seen grown men cry. I seen women cry.
It will impact some 150 workers.
They gave us some garbage bags to pack our stuff and told us to leave.
Celebration of victory over light of darkness at the White House. President Biden marked the start of the five-day festival of Diwali.
Together, we may show the power in the gathering of light, the light of knowledge, the light of unity and truth.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. For the second time in a week, the person seeking to be second in command spoke to supporters at Racine's Memorial Hall. There were similarities with Senator J.D. Vance last night doing the same as Governor Tim Walz, encouraging people to vote early. The differences were in the closing messages of the campaign.
Donald Trump and I want to be president of the whole United States of America. Even if you voted the wrong way or will vote the wrong way in 8 days, we're still going to fight for you and we're still going to fight for your interests.
Vance reiterated a Trump plan to make housing affordable, to eliminate taxes on Social Security, and to deport those in the country illegally. Governor Walz spent part of his Monday in Waukesha getting to know Mayor Sean Riley. He's a former Republican that's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Vice President Harris and President Trump are in the state tomorrow. Former President Bill Clinton's in Milwaukee Thursday. Trump rallies in Milwaukee Friday night. Racine police are investigating a shooting that left a 24-year-old man critically injured early Sunday. Police say it happened after an altercation on Wolf Street near Maine. The victim, who suffered multiple gunshot wounds, was first taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee for further treatment. A person of interest has been identified. It was in Kenosha that a new statewide student effort was announced. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wisconsin State Superintendent is proposing free meals for all students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly announced the proposal Friday. With the universal free meals proposal, all Wisconsin students would have access to a nutritious breakfast and lunch for free. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to the lack of food in their home.
And an animal that had been at the Racine Zoo since 1986 has died. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Ewell, a 58-year-old gibbon. Ewell far exceeded the typical life expectancy for his species, leaving behind 6 daughters, including Robin. Zoo officials say they made the difficult decision to euthanize Yule earlier this month due to a progressive health decline. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
If he can go, he'll go. We'll see where he's at by the end of the week, but if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with falling temperatures and a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
So I used to be a music teacher. I used to teach K through 5 music here in New York City. I taught the recorder. You guys familiar with Satan's little flute? Yeah. If there's music in hell, I assure you, it is played on a recorder. It was like the movie Groundhog's Day, except instead of waking up to I Got You, Babe, every day it was hot cross buns. Like six times a day. Years of my life. Drive me insane. That song still haunts me. And recorder's like the only subject where kids had their parents' blessing not to do their homework. Because I would be like, did you even practice at all since last week? No, I have a note from my parents. We all do.
Yeah.
see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN at 611. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning, October 29th. Coming up later on this morning, Rory is going to be back. Rory Graves, who wrote the book Haunted Racine. We'll be talking to Rory at the 7 o'clock hour this morning. More scary stories. Ooh, I get the chills thinking about it. No chills in the weather. Do you realize it's almost 70 degrees right now? Yeah. Sunny today, highs near 78, cloudy, lows 65 tonight, partly sunny with a high near 76 degrees tomorrow. Right now, clear in 69 degrees. It's like summer out there at Radio Park. It's 6:12, and for what it's worth, here's Buffalo Springfield. Local news, timeless hits, at WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, 1400 AM.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
A lot of big people came from that group, Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. Local news and time to sit to WRJN. Here's a story we missed at the top of the hour. A Sam's Club in Maryland was closed last Friday due to a minor issue in the bakery. Apparently somebody spotted a raccoon walking around. I don't think he was eating the food. I just think he was walking around. Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'.
Baby, I need your your loving, although you're never near, your
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:18 on a Tuesday morning, coming up to Halloween. And speaking about Halloween, the trick-or-treat hours for Halloween are posted on our Facebook page. Just go to the WRJN Facebook page. You'll see all the Halloween hours and days on for Kenosha County and Racine County are on there. So you can check it out. Speaking about trick-or-treating, someone asked 5,000 Americans how old is too old to trick-or-treat. Most people said somewhere in your teenage years is too old. 43% said somewhere between 13 and 16. 16 and older was the most common answer with 15% of the vote. Then came 13 years old, next at 14%. Some people think the cutoff should be even younger. 10% said 12 years old. 3% said 11. 3% said 10. 2% said younger than that. In other words, younger than 10, you shouldn't be able to trick-or-treat. 27% agree with me. No age limit. You know, I like some of the teenagers that come in with two bags. This is for my younger brother. You know it's not for your younger brother. We have a funny comedy bit about trick-or-treating coming up in a little while. I think you're going to like. 6:19 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. But first, Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothy Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothy Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete Schwabba locally tonight at 6 o'clock on AM 540 WAUK.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill. I'm not an expert on the Farm Bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the Farm Bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the Farm Bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Marvin Gaye, what's going on? 627 local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. Hey, coming up this hour, I've got a pair of tickets to give away to Pure Soul, a tribute to the 60s Motown and 70s Soul, coming to Memorial Hall November 8th. You can win a pair of tickets coming up in a few minutes right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where you can win some Pure Soul tickets coming to Memorial Hall this hour. And next hour, Rory Graves going to be here talking about Haunted Racine again. I got some more spooky stories for you. Well, here's a pretty epic send-off. A woman in the UK posted a video after her grandfather passed away, and her family honored him by putting his ashes in fireworks. Then went to the beach and set him off on his favorite spot. So I guess the whole community got sprinkled with his ashes. I guess it's an alternative to a funeral. You know, you don't want to be on someone's shelf in an urn or buried in the ground. You'd rather be sprinkled over the whole community. I guess that works. 6:30 WRJN. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. For the second time in a week, the person seeking to be second in command spoke to supporters at Racine's Memorial Hall. There were similarities with Senator J.D. Vance last night doing the same as Governor Tim Walz, encouraging people to vote early. The differences were in the closing messages of the campaign.
Donald Trump and I want to be president of the whole United States of America. Even if you voted the wrong way or will vote the wrong way in 8 days, we're still going to fight for you and we're still going to fight for your interests.
Vance reiterated a Trump plan to make housing affordable, to eliminate taxes on Social Security, and to deport those in the country illegally. Governor Walz spent part of his Monday in Waukesha getting to know Mayor Sean Riley. He's a former Republican that's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Vice President Harris and President Trump are in the state tomorrow. Former President Bill Clinton's in Milwaukee Thursday. Trump rallies in Milwaukee Friday night. Racine police are investigating a shooting that left a 24-year-old man critically injured early Sunday. Police say it happened after an altercation on Wolf Street near Maine. The victim, who suffered multiple gunshot wounds, was first taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee for further treatment. A person of interest has been identified. It was in Kenosha that a new statewide student effort was announced. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wisconsin State Superintendent is proposing free meals for all students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley announced the proposal Friday. With the universal free meals proposal, all Wisconsin students would have access to a nutritious breakfast and lunch for free. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to the lack of food in their home.
And an animal that had been at the Racine Zoo since 1986 has died. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Ewell, a 58-year-old gibbon. Ewell far exceeded the typical life expectancy for his species, leaving behind 6 daughters, including Robin. Zoo officials say they made the difficult decision to euthanize Ewell earlier this month due to a progressive health decline. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Interest rates may have come down, but for a lot of our agriculture operators, it's really not a big influence. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Instead, one ag lender says start training your sights on the end of the year and tax implications. His advice next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Jeff Welke is the chair of the Agriculture Banking Section of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. He's an ag lender himself in the Green Bay area, and he says right now most of his farm clients aren't looking at interest rates, but instead trying to prepare their books for end-of-the-year tax implications.
I think on the grain side, I don't think they're going to have to do a lot of prepaying for tax reasons just because of where their income is going to be. On the dairy side, that could be a little different, you know, with milk prices rebounding quite a bit here in this second half of the year. Looking at maybe doing some prepaying to lock in some discounts and at the same time maybe be able to use it as a tool for reducing that tax liability might certainly make sense. But again, I think it's sitting down with the accountant and really seeing what opportunities there are.
That's Jeff Welke. He is the chair of the Agricultural Banking Section of the Wisconsin Bankers Association, a lender himself in the Green Bay area. He said making sure you're sitting down with your accountant, your banker, your agronomist, and looking at ways to become more efficient for 2025, one of his key pieces of advice.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
And the persistent dry weather across Wisconsin is causing a lot of Wisconsin farmers anxiety over their field conditions. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, as of Sunday, 23% of our pastures in the state were considered good to excellent. That was down 3 percentage points in 1 week's time. Meanwhile, the harvest continues. 96% of our soybeans are harvested, and right now about 65% of our corn already harvested for grain. There's your food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with falling temperatures and a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Authority, man. You ever get pulled over by the cops, huh? We've all been pulled over by the cops, huh? It was okay in the old days, right? Remember the old days? Cop sneaks up behind you. They have that nice soothing siren. It's like, woo! You transition over to the curb nice and easy, right? Nowadays, they sneak up behind you. You get this, you're like, whoa! What the hell does he want me to do, man? You pull over, all you can hear is you're waiting for Curly from the Three Stooges to walk up to your car and poke you in the eye. Sucks getting pulled over by the cops. And then they quiz you, right? It's like being on a quiz show. You can never win. They walk up to your window and they quiz you. Do you know why I pulled you over? What is, I was speeding?
Spoonful local news and timeless hits at WRJN 639. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 78. 78? Right now, it's clear and 69 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, do you use white noise to help you sleep at night? Like the sound of falling rain? Here's a new option that's much higher in saturated fat. KFC wants you to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken. KFC teamed up with the sleep company Hatch for a new white noise sound of chicken being fried. People who sampled it said, sounds like falling rain. No difference. All right. 640. I wonder what she's doing tonight at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you forever. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Ah, ah, ah. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Ah, ah, oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We'll be right back.
Bobby Hart, Tommy Boyce. I wonder what she's doing tonight. Boyce and Hart at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. Woman in New Jersey suing JetBlue for serving her an ice cream sandwich that she claims was too cold. As a matter of fact, she broke a tooth trying to eat it. She thinks someone should have warned her. It was like a block of ice. I'd like to see how that court case turns out, wouldn't you? She's suing because the ice cream was too cold.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Shondells. I always thought that song sounded like they recorded it in their garage. The Hanky Panky, 646 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. And a mailman in Florida has been accused of throwing away more than 1,000 pieces of mail, including 400 pieces of political mail and one election ballot. When I read that story, the first person I thought of was Newman from Seinfeld. The episode where he didn't want to go out and deliver the mail because it was raining outside. And Jerry had to deliver all his mail for him. All right, right now we've got tickets to Pure Soul to give away. This is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets to Pure Soul at Memorial Hall on November 8th. I think it's 8 to 10 p.m. the show. So give me a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. And good morning. What's your first name?
Scott.
Scott?
Yes.
Spell it for me.
S-C-O-T-T.
No, Scott. Yeah, I was right the first time. Scott. Yeah, when I say okay, Scott, you have to say you are correct. And then I'll
correct. Yeah.
Right, Scott, what town are you calling from?
Racine.
Racine. Okay, Scott, hold on the line. We're going to get some info. You're going to go see Pure Soul at Memorial Hall coming up on November 8th, 8 to 10 p.m. So hold on the line, Scott, all right?
Thank you.
All right, don't move. Stay right where you are. We have more tickets to give away to Pure Soul all week long, and also tickets to the Racine Theater Guild to see Little Women. That's coming up as well. Hey, it's 647 WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
The Beatles, Let It Be. We're going to scare the pants off you in a few minutes. We've got Rory Graves is here to talk about her new book. Well, it's not. How new is it, by the way? Do we know?
September 2023.
Okay, so it is new. All right, it's a new book. Haunted Racine, if you haven't heard about it, we'll tell you how to buy it, and we'll talk about some of the stories in there with Rory coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, American Woman, the Guess Who from Canada. Local news, Tablas hits at WRJ and 99.9 FM. Yeah, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. And everywhere on the legendary historic frequency of AM 1400, WRJN.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. To spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, I said stay away. American woman, listen what I say. Get away from me, America.
Guess Who, American Woman, 658 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm not sure I ever heard of this company before. I don't know if I'm even saying it right. NVIDIA. NVIDIA. You ever hear of that? You heard of NVIDIA? Am I saying it right?
I believe so.
NVIDIA. Okay, NVIDIA just dethroned Apple as the world's most valuable company, and yet their unofficial company motto is, our company is 30 days from going out of business. If you're not familiar, NVIDIA has been around for about 30 years, mostly known for computer graphics chips. But they're surging now for their AI hardware and software and just passed Apple. But they're only 30 days from being out of business. I don't even know what that means. I know a lot of companies are 30 days from being out of business. I just heard that TGI Fridays is closing a boatload of stores. Who else is closing? Walgreens is closing like 1,200 of them. What else did I hear? There was another company closing a whole bunch of them. I can't think of what it is right now. But yeah, Denny's is changing. They're not going to be 24 hours anymore. I know that. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, so yeah, a lot of companies are closing. You can blame Amazon. You can blame Walmart. You can blame everybody. It's 6:59 WRJN local news. Timeless hits. Rory Graves is here. We're talking spooky, haunted Racine in just a moment. Keep it right here. Exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Let's check news. Here's CBS.